Hello, what have we here?
Hello there.
This is the way.
This is the way. This is the way.
We're smarter than this.
Happy Beeps.
The Force. That's not how the Force works.
Doesn't like you. I don't like you either.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Welcome to episode 120 of the Smugglers Galaxy podcast, your favorite Star Wars podcast for smugglers in the galaxy. I'm Glenn, and with me as always is Jason. It is Saturday evening before Christmas. We're just chilling. Jason, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I've got a new microphone, and I'm trying to, you know, instead of yelling all the time, you know, it picks up things differently. So I don't have to yell because I can get up right up in it and stuff. So it's fun.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to put that into your... Drop your landing gear now. You're just going to slowly dive on in into the airfield. You see the runway up ahead? Yes. Sorry. I don't know where I'm going with that.
It does kind of sound like a pilot sometimes, man, but I'm learning this microphone and I'm trying not to yell as much. I don't know. Maybe I'm...
We've reached our cruising altitude. If you look out on the left, you'll see Coruscant and all the flying vehicles around the building.
You can unbuckle your seatbelts now. Hold on a minute. We're going to drop a seismic charge. We have a TIE fighter on our tail.
Bam! Oh, no. Hold on.
Hello there. And then, oh, look, we have Obi-Wan Kenobi. How you doing? Dude, there's a TikTok going around that's got Tamora Morrison. Somebody's at a beach and Tamora Morrison's on the beach and he's got a piece of paper in his hands and you don't know if he's going over lines or what he's doing with this piece of paper, but he's like looking at all the young girls on the beach and stuff. And it's funny because nobody's bothering him. And it's obviously Tamora Morrison. And you're like, dude, that's Boba Fett. And he's looking at girls and it's funny as crap.
Yeah, I missed most of that conversation. When I made my seismic charge.
Did you not hear anything I just said?
I didn't
said?
Hear anything up until Tamora Morrison is on the beach. Because you don't have to repeat it. I'll listen to this on Tuesday. But when you said the seismic charge and I made the blaring noise, like my microphone just went out and gave me a hiss again. I heard none of that until it was Tamora Morrison on the beach. So, yeah. And I'm like... Great. Let's just keep going.
Dude, you need a new microphone. My wife sent me a thing for like a $30 microphone that was marked down from $100. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm not buying a $30 microphone. I'm good. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's just a lot of noises. Like a couple of weeks ago, I banged on the desk and it went out and I missed some of the conversation and plugged it back in and good to go.
All right. Well, cool. Well, this is Tamora Morrison on a beach looking at girls. So
nice.
Yeah.
Is he married?
I don't think so.
No.
I haven't heard anything.
So you're saying he's available?
He might be. Hello there.
Hello there. Hello there. Come here, my friend.
I'm Boba Fett. You ever noticed how when he does say I'm Boba Fett in the book of Boba Fett, it's just like the cartoon, like the welcome, the fateful Wookiee?
Yeah. No, you're right. Now that I think about it.
He says it just the same way. And I'm like, oh, look at you. Way to go. Way to make that Easter egg, Dave Filoni. You're awesome.
Like a banta.
Like a banta. I love that. I still love that meme. We'll do stuff and I'll send that meme. And it's just funny.
Yeah.
The people that get it love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how's your week going?
Week is fine. Did I tell my squirrel story?
A squirrel.
A living creature, the rodent.
I heard scroll, like scrolling squirrels. A computer, not squirrels.
No, so, squirrel.
You told me, I don't know if you told it on the podcast, but you told me that you tell the story
right before Christmas. So it was 4 a.m., maybe like 2 weeks ago, 4 a.m. And I hear, I have wooden blinds, these blinds, and I hear them. Do you hear that?
No, you know, the Zoom edits everything out.
Noise canceling, yeah. But they're wooden. It's wood on wood. And I hear it rustling and I'm like, what's going on? And did the dog get out? Is the dog looking out the window? And then because it's 4 a.m. and I'm still asleep, I'm like, wait, is it a ghost?
It's always ghost. It's me and Rebels and it's you and Ghost.
There's no reason for a ghost to be here, but there's a ghost here. And my wife wakes up. She says, what's going on? And I go, I don't know. So I get out of bed and I'm looking at the blinds just kind of move. And this little squirrel pops its head up. Squirrel pops its head up. And all I had was an empty laundry basket. So I grab it and I throw it on top of the squirrel on the wall. But it's a little guy. So he slips through the laundry basket and flies across the room to the other side where my wife's clothes are. Oh, Lord. And this guy can move fast. You know, squirrels, they move fast.
Right.
So he's in the clothes and I'm using a laundry basket. And my wife goes, no, use this. She had a box, an empty box. She gives me the box. The squirrel jumps onto my leg and I'm only wearing shorts and it's jumping on my bare skin. And then it jumps off back. And then like, I'm like, ah, I move my leg and it jumps back into the clothes. So I give her the box. And I said, I'm going to have to try to scare it out. I can't scare it out and try to scare it out. And then, you know, like, cause the way it's moving so fast, I can't move clothes and then try to grab the box and capture and all that stuff. So he runs to the other side of the room and I'm like, okay, this is it. You need to put the box on top of the squirrel. And yes. I get the squirrel to jump out and, just like in the movies, she throws the box in the air and screams. And I'm like, oh, geez. So I finally get it. It runs into the bathroom because it was dark in there. All the lights were on in the room except for the bathroom. Runs into the bathroom. I close the door and I start talking to this thing like I'm Snow White. Like, oh, it's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. We're just going to go outside, friend. And again, it's 4 a.m, so cut me some slack. So... The door's closed and I finally get it trapped in a corner where, you know, you don't have the toilet or the shower or the vanity or anything like that. It's just in a corner and I had it there and it jumped into the box. I close up the box, take it outside and I let it go, which was my mistake because it still comes back.
Oh, geez.
So now I have to hire, you know, somebody to come in. We wanted to do the roof gutter thing where there's the protective thing. We've got lots of trees, so we get lots of leaves. And it clogs things up and the water can back up. So right before Christmas, we're buying the gutter guard and they're going to repair the hole in the roof just to make sure the squirrel doesn't come back. So right before Christmas, that's what I want to be spending my money on.
Oh, no wonder why you haven't been able to spend your money on other things. Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. You got to take care of the squirrel.
Did that name I gave you work out?
Yes. They're coming out to take care of that. Thank you.
Awesome. No problem.
We did a quick Google search to comparatively cost analysis and that was like right on the low end of things, and you know, you trust your neighbor, so we're good.
Right. Yeah. If it's the same person that did work to my house, they'll do a good job. Plus, you know, my neighbor's not going to leave you guys wrong.
No. So the only thing that I really picked up this week was that Walmart exclusive Micro Galaxy Squadron set with the TIE Fighter and the X-Wing and the stands. I come home and I'm like, yes, I get to look at this thing. And I see that it came in a box. So I'm like, Walmart box, great. But the tape in the box had cracked. Like someone had pushed down onto the box and sliced open the tape. So I pull it out of the box. It looks fine. And then I get a closer look and it's the plastic on it has shattered.
Oh my God.
On the top in the corner. And like, there's a piece of plastic missing. And I mean, box collector. So it's like, I'm just going to order a new one and return this one.
Damn. That sucks, dude.
Yeah.
That really stinks. I picked up the, how does that set? Well, you didn't open it up. So you have no, and you're not planning on opening it up. So you have no real reports on how the stands are or anything, right?
No. I guess I could open this one and check it out. I was going to plan on returning it, but I don't know.
That's the only reason why I would buy that set is for the stands, because those stands look awesome.
That's the main thing that I hear about this line is that people want stands. That's like the one complaint. Everybody seems to love it. They just want stands because when you display your X-Wing, you always have to display it with the wings closed. You can't have the X out like it's in battle.
Mine's standing there with the X out, but it's just sitting there. Yeah, it's not
just sitting there. Like, it's not banking or up in the air or anything like that. You could do that with the Action Fleet. You can't do that with this.
Yeah. Yeah, well, guess what? The only thing I picked up this week really is has to do with Micro Galaxy Squadron also.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I picked up the Bo-Katan Starship, and that is a pretty badass starship. The more I play with that thing, the more that I see that starship, the quicker it's fighting the place for, like, Slave One and the Snowspeeder are kind of always been my favorite ships, but that one is quickly becoming my favorite ship just because of everything that it does. It's just a cool ship. The way it lands, the wings flap up and it'll land and then it'll do a 360. The wings will spin 360 and stuff on it. They did a great job with it. I do think the scale, people are saying the scale may be a bit off. And, you know, when Max was on here, he did admit that the scale was off on that because, they got to keep costs down because I wouldn't pay. I mean, truthfully, I wouldn't pay $30 for that ship. I'd pay $15.
Yes. Yeah.
And they would have to do a lot more play features. And then you're probably right. Then you're looking at a $30 to $40 ship, which is would be a little bit harder sell than $15. So, it's a badass ship. It's kind of tricky to get the wings to spin, but you got to fight with, you don't want the wings to freely spin, you know, when you're flying it, but you want to be able to spin them a little bit. So the play features aren't 100%, I don't think, but I think they do a good job of everything locks in place and everything's nice and tight. I would rather it be that way and it'd be a little bit hard to spin than it just sit there and spin freely and look weird while you're playing with it. Plus, I don't really play with it. It's sitting on my shelf collecting dust, but it's still a badass ship.
Yeah.
And I guess the thing that throws me off with the Bo-Katan, any version of the Bo-Katan ship, is when you see it on the Mandalorian, there's like a cargo bay in it and they put Mandalorian, they have other Mandalorians in it. And you never see that on any version of this ship. So I think that's what's throwing people off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
Where at least with the Slave One, you get to see a cargo bay, which I think this Slave One, the Micro Collection Slave One, Micro Galaxy Squadron, and in this version, the TVC version of the newer TVC version is probably some of the best Slave Ones because you do have that cargo bay in it.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. Star Wars ships, they look cool, but they're just really impractical. It's like, who would design a ship to look like that?
I mean, there's like a meme or something. It's like, as soon as the X-Wings open their foils, they shouldn't fly right. They shouldn't fly opening the foils like that.
Well, it's not real.
It's not. What? Star Wars isn't real, Jason?
It's all fake.
Oh my God. I thought it was real. Dude,
but it looks cool. That's the important thing.
Do you know that Mark Hamill never saw a Star Wars movie before he acted in one?
That's insane. I can't believe that statistic. What a jerk.
He is, man. What the hell?
Mark, every actor should do their homework. They should see at least something before.
Yes.
They act in the property. So.
Dude, I had a couple of beers, so I'm feeling loose right now, so I'm good.
Oh, I had nothing, so I'm feeling good right now.
Hey, yeah. Good. Dude, I had, we went down to St. George Island last weekend, and we went to a brewery. It's like Oyster Brewing or something. I don't remember what the name is in front of me because I can't remember anything. And they had a beer that I liked, but they didn't sell it in cans, and the only way to buy it was like a 32-ounce growler.
Yeah.
And you got to drink all of that when you pop it. So I popped
you
it.
You
have to, because it'll go bad.
That's the Third Amendment right there. You got to drink the whole thing as soon as you pop it. Otherwise, you're going to go to jail.
Right, exactly. So I had, it's been about an hour, but I'm still, it's starting to wear off, but I'm still feeling good.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Hopefully you still feel good at the end of this episode.
I hope I do too. It's called the Gobblebock. It was like a 7.2 or something. So
awesome.
Yeah, it was a double bock. It was a double bock. So its bocks are hard to find down here. And to find one in South Florida or North Florida, South, it was St. George Island was like, it's like North Florida, South Alabama, Georgia area. So it's really weird, but to find one in that area was pretty, pretty impressive.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah. And I also picked up the, Jango Fett Slave One because Target just has given those things away for like $15. And
yeah.
I finally was on Target app and they were like $15. I'm like, you know what? I got a red card. I get free shipping and 5% off. So why not?
F it, right?
F it. That's my, that was that's my,
that's your thing.
My thing, my quote this year was F it. And it got me into some big trouble money wise.
Yeah. Lots of good trouble though.
Yeah, buddy. Dude. Yeah. So is there any news or I don't know, but you know, I'm going to skip cause we're going to talk about our best finds this year. And then the Ryan post in the group. And then I'm like, I got to find more finds. So it's just totally different. Yay.
Yeah. And Ryan just posted top five.
Yeah.
Your top five collectibles. So we got that. But then we're also talking about just the things we accumulated this year. So we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
I do have some news. I do have a couple of things to discuss.
Yeah. Let's discuss.
Did we discuss the Jedi Survivor trailer last week? I think we might have skipped that.
Not really. No, we did not. I think we did skip it.
Wampas.
I saw that. That's awesome.
Fighting Wampa.
Fighting Wampa, dude. Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I like the move where Cal was able to like flip around the stormtrooper and use him as like a human shield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I enjoyed that game. I think I played it too fast because I played it like a I looked at it like the story mode was like, dude, I gotta get through it to see what's going on with the story mode. So I played it too fast, but yeah, it was a fun game. And the thing that I'm not happy about this game, but you know what's happening is that you're going to have to buy a next-gen console.
Do you? Because I was looking at the pre-orders, and I couldn't tell if it was Xbox One. They had like some other Xbox, and I'm like, does that mean I have to upgrade to another Xbox to buy this?
I think you're going to have to.
I just want to switch to play the new Zelda game that comes out in March.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to buy another console for Jedi Survivor. I'm willing to wait for that. I'm not willing to wait for Zelda.
Yeah. So that Zelda's a Nintendo property, right?
Yeah. We have a Switch in the house.
Yeah. Dude, I got really excited because I was looking, one toy store they were having like a package and it was $300. And I was like, wow, $300 is that? If that's for the game in the Xbox or game in the PlayStation, game in the console, I can justify that, you know. But it was with a Cal Kestis lightsaber and like some kind of special box and stuff.
Yeah, and there was like a Han Solo blaster was also part of that. And I'm just, is that really worth an extra $20?
The Han Solo blaster or the?
Because yeah, like the extras, I think are very like. I could be mistaken, but I thought the extras were very minuscule. Like you get a Han Solo blaster and an extra lightsaber.
For the game, like add-ons or something?
Yeah, like there's that was the other thing. The price of the game was like $80.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, maybe I should pull it up just to triple check.
I would not doubt that with it being a next-gen game. Because, you know, you're paying $50 or $60 for a PS5 or 4 game. Jason's looking on his phone.
Yeah, Best Buy, Doc.
Best BESTBUY.
I put best butt, but it corrected itself to Best Buy. Thank you very much, Jedi Survivor.
And nothing came up with bestbutt.com.
No.
Nothing.
Yeah, wow. So PS5 is $90. That's the deluxe version.
Okay.
PS5 regular is $70. So for 20 extra bucks, you get like probably an extra blast or something. Then there's Xbox Series X. Is that the next gen?
I don't know Xboxes, dude.
I'll have to ask my son. But yeah, it's like $70 for this game. Or $80 for the or $90, excuse me, for the deluxe version. So that's just a lot of money.
Dude, these games, I'm so happy that I don't play games that often. You know, I play one game. But
the game looks good. I have to invest into another system, I guess.
I would hope that when the game came out, that it would be a big enough game. Cause I know when like Battlefront 2 came out, you could buy the PS2 or PS4 with Battlefront on it. So I'm hoping they do something like that.
Yeah. Did you see all the news about like the DC universe and all the crap that's going down there?
We're not going to have that beautiful man playing Superman anymore.
Yeah, Henry Cavill, that broke my heart. But
yeah,
they're going to start fresh. But the reason I bring this up, because Patty Jenkins is not doing Wonder Woman 3 anymore.
Yeah.
She left Rogue Squadron to do Wonder Woman 3. And so she released a statement, and it said, "I originally left Rogue Squadron after a long and productive development process when it became clear it couldn't happen soon enough, and I did not want to delay Wonder Woman 3 any further. When I did, Lucasfilm asked me to consider coming back to Rogue One after Wonder Woman 3, which I was honored to do, so I agreed. They made a new deal with me. In fact, I'm still on it. The project has been in active development ever since. I don't know if it'll happen or not. We never do until the development process is complete, but I look forward to its potential ahead." So maybe that means she's coming back to the Star Wars universe to make her project.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you want Top Gun in space with X-Wings?
I do.
Yeah. I think it would be a cool movie. And it's just like with Andor. I'm going to throw it in there with Andor. It's stuff we hadn't seen in the Star Wars universe yet. And we've never seen it. It's always been from the Skywalker point of view. I think it'd be cool to get it from that point of view.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So
we shall see.
What?
Nothing. We shall see. I'm trying to be a good podcaster and disagree with you and being like,
right.
Right.
I also went to Action Figure 411 and I picked, I don't want to do like price guides, even though this is kind of a price guide, but I went through the highs and lows for each item, what do they call it? They don't call it brand. Expression. Each expression of the brand. You don't hear it?
I've never heard that before.
Hasbro calls it all the time.
Maybe because I don't watch the Hasbro Live stuff.
Yeah, each time they call like the Black Series expression. It's like an expression of the Star Wars brand.
Dude, I just wait for the emails to come out and then I read it, or I watch for people to post on Facebook, which is probably what I should be doing.
But. So... yeah, for Black Series, you know, I tried to find the things you could go into the store at one point and buy and how much those are worth.
Okay.
So Action Figure 411 again goes through eBay. It kind of logs all of the prices of the items as they've been purchased. And so I was able to pick, you know, the highest and the lowest based on their system. So the highest was the Anakin Black Series, like the original one, number 12, for $98. So that was like the 2013 one. And then there was the number 94, the white box Mando. That was the first release, first day thing. That's about $110.
That's really come down.
Yeah. And then X-Wing Celebration Luke is $140.
Okay.
Any guess on the cheapest action figure in the Black Series?
Would it be that dude, the dude with the saucer on his head?
Constable Zuvio?
Yes.
No, it's not actually.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually Cassian Andor.
Huh.
Number 23 for about $7.94.
Now, is this the first release of him?
Yeah, before they did the face painting. This is like Rogue One 6 years ago.
Totally understand why they did that, because that's the one that they eventually marked down to like a penny.
Yeah, 3 cents.
3 cents.
Yep. So, I got that at Walmart for 3 cents.
Dude, I picked up so many things at Walmart. I finally found one at a Walmart. I was like, I will take all of these for 3 cents. Yeah. But yeah, that face sculpt looked like crap. So I could totally understand why it would be only $7.
The 30th anniversary collection.
Okay.
The cheapest figure is just the generic Naboo soldier who gets shot. And nobody knows who his name is. He's just a background character for $8. Jeez. The most expensive one is Darth Revan for $76.
And were these in boxes or on cards?
They're on cards. Okay. 30th anniversary is like, it's the one, that's the line in the corner of my room. I don't know if you pay that attention, but it's got the funky kind of cut to the card back. And it's a good line. It's one of my favorites because it's just, they went so deep. Like, that's the one with the animated Boba Fett figure.
Okay.
Luke Skywalker had like a, I think he had the moisture tower with him. And
oh, you're talking, are you still talking Black Series or TVC?
No, this is the 30th anniversary 3.75. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's what threw me, man.
Okay. Yeah. That's that. Micro Galaxy Squadron, they're tracking that now.
Oh, really?
The most expensive one? Any guess?
Would it be the Galaxy's Edge Falcon?
Yeah, it is. For $128.
Wow. Well, that one starts off pretty big because it's at Disney World, right?
Yep. Yeah. It's probably like $40, $45, $50 something. There's the Disney tax that you got to pay for that.
Yeah.
The Blue X-Wing, which was a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive.
You mean TIE Fighter?
Yes. The translucent TIE Fighter.
I really wish I'd have picked that up. I kind of had an opportunity, but it would have been like $100. But go ahead. What's that one going for?
You're going to kick yourself after this.
Yeah.
It was limited to 500. It's selling for $431.
Wow.
And then the cheapest one. Any guesses?
Are we talking the whole line, including
the whole line? It's kind of surprising.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the cheapest one on eBay. It's crazy.
Dude, you're throwing me because it's not throwing in the micro. I was asking about the blind boxes, but if it's not a blind box, would it just be like the X-Wing or a TIE Fighter?
It's Darth Vader's TIE Fighter.
Really?
And the crazy thing is, it's $22 on eBay.
Uh-huh.
I can go into the store right now and buy it for $18.
Right.
But it's selling higher on eBay.
I saw them at Walmart today. They had them at our Walmart.
I don't get it.
Which, you know, I've started looking for, I'm hoping, because I'm hearing that Series 2 is showing up, and I'm finding, you know, I'm finding like the Jango Fett Slave 1, and I'm finding the ARC,
LAAT. Yeah.
That gunship.
Yep.
I don't know if I found the Murata yet, but I'm not really looking for it. So if I'm seeing it, I'm blind to it.
I haven't seen it either.
But haven't seen any of the blind boxes, and I haven't seen anything else yet. But I'm just hoping they start showing up soon.
Let's jump to the vintage collection.
Yes.
Which figure in the vintage collection do you think is the most expensive?
Does it have anything to do with a Boba Fett repaint?
Nope. we got to talk about those. I forgot.
Oh my God. Those are horrible. The news,
but we'll get to that in a minute. I got three more categories here.
All right. So if we're going to go most expensive, would we go? It's going to be an oddball character, dude, isn't it? Like a gosh, I suck at names, dude. So I couldn't tell you.
Hasbro re-released VC-66.
Oh, is it? Yes!
Salacious Crumb for $750.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow, what's the mouse droid?
It was like $500.
Wow. Yes, I saw somebody had one on Deal or No Deal, and I feel really bad. Like, all your, like, grail pieces show up on Deal or No Deal.
Expensive.
And they never show up. They always show up, like, back to back to back to back to back. They never show up where you have time to recover.
Once a quarter would be nice.
A what?
Once a quarter would be nice.
No, but they don't do that because they show up like back to back. And it's like, damn it.
So that one is the most expensive vintage collection figure. The least expensive one you could walk into Ollie's and grab right now. It's VC-122.
Is it Ray?
Ray, Island Journey.
I got that one right.
Yep, you got it.
Just because $8. You gave me that hint, Ollie's.
Yes. $8.23 is the average on...
Do you think that's because they just released so many of them, or is people just over Ray?
I think there's no demand for it because it's just available in Ollie's. There's so many of them, and it's, you know, $8. Nobody's really like stressing over it. So
yeah,
two categories left.
Okay,
we're gonna go to the retro collection, which is that new line that they're repackaging vintage figures in.
Ooh, the most expensive of that. Is that finally Boba Fett?
Nope.
No.
Not Boba Fett. Nope.
Surprising. Is it in one of the prototypes?
Yep.
Prototype Darth Vader.
Yep. He's selling for $108.
Wow. Yeah, I kept that long enough to realize I can get $100 out of him, and then I sold him. Because it's like he didn't fit into anything. You know, I kept the Boba Fett because I'm a Boba Fett guy. But as soon as I saw that Darth Vader go for $100, I'm like, time to get rid of him.
Yeah, and I'm just thinking, like, there's 31 variants, and I know people who've collected all 31 variants. So think about how much money they're sitting on in those.
Oh, so it doesn't matter the variant. It's just that
figure. No, it's just that figure is $108.
Wow.
$108. And the cheapest retro figure?
Hello, hey there. Hello there.
No.
No.
No. That's not his.
That's not his line, but I'm trying to make it sound soulful, and I know that's not his line.
No, get away from that. It's not Lando.
It's not Lando. Is it maybe Leia? I'm trying to think what I've seen. Okay, so it's encompassing all of it's so even like the Obi-Wan Kenobi stuff.
Even the Kenobi and the Mando stuff.
Is it the Obi-Wan? The yellow droid?
Nope.
I'm trying to think what I see. What about Reva? Is it Reva?
Nope, not Reva. It's not available on the shelves right now. I'll give you that.
Oh.
I have spoken.
Oh, really?
It's Quill for $650.
Wow. Oops.
Finally, the Hallmark ornaments. They track Hallmark ornaments, but they only go up to like...
Really?
Yeah, they start from the beginning, but they go up to like 2012-ish.
Okay, so they don't have the newest ones.
Yeah, so I just want to... 2014.
2014, all right. I don't know if this one was out in 14, but I'm going to say the Wampa. They did a bloody Wampa, and I know that was running like $400 last time I saw it.
No, that might be the case, but it's not the most expensive one.
There's one that's more expensive than
There's one that's insanely expensive. It is a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive as well.
Oh, geez. I don't know.
We've got dead air. It's the 2013 Wrath of the Rancor.
Okay.
Where the Rancor is like holding Luke, and Luke's got the bone in his hand.
Yes.
About to shove it into his mouth. That one's going for $881.
Wow.
For an ornament.
Dude, I'm still mad I missed out on the probe droid. Because I'm standing in line thinking I can buy the probe droid. And you get to the front at time because they had two windows you can go to. And I asked a lady and she's like, yeah, we got plenty of them. And by the time I got to the second window, they were gone.
Yeah, I should have bought one. I regret it now.
Yeah. So what's the least expensive?
Least expensive was from 2005. It was a regular store release. TIE Advance and the Falcon. So it's probably a miniature version of those. It was only selling for $15.
I'd have to see a picture of that.
It's like a two-pack.
Yeah, they made mini ones because people, I guess, are doing mini trees, and those are ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's that. That's all I have. We can talk about the re-releases because they have the Black Series they released. I don't have it in front of me, but there's the Rebel Squadron. No, that's Rebel Squadron. God dang it. Let me pull it up. Who would have that? Yak face. You still feeling the buzz?
I'm trying to add so we don't have dead air.
Yeah, so this week they had the Vintage Collection Bring Home the Bounty Arc Commander Blitz. That's not right. Dang it. So the Gamorrean Guard is a Target exclusive for the 40th anniversary. Black Series. He's going to be in a deluxe figure. He's going to come on the card back. I love the Gamorrean Guard. That's one of my favorite Black Series action figures. That was like a no-brainer for me. I pre-ordered that.
Why do you love him so?
I think it's just a great figure. It's got lots of articulation. I like the mixture of... It's a bulky figure. It stands really well. It's very poseable. It's got the soft goods on the belly with the fur.
Uh-huh.
And that really stands out and it adds to the silhouette. And then his mouth, like I said before, his mouth opens up. So you can hold an axe up, tilt his head back, and drop that jaw open. And it looks like he's letting out a war cry. Like, ah!
That is when they add that mouth articulation in the Black Series, it just kind of adds that extra oomph to it.
Yeah. It was Republic Commando is the name of the game I was thinking of with Scorch. That figure is being released as a GameStop exclusive in the United States. I really like that game. I wish they would remaster that and re-release it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other one was a TVC Target exclusive. It was Boba Fett. comic art, vintage comics, and then more of a modern take on the comics. And it's the same mold that we've got four times at least this year, because there was the droids version. There was the vintage version where they took that mold and they painted the vintage Boba Fett colors from Kenner. And now we're getting the same thing, but it's like two on the same day. I say all this because I'm a sucker for that comic art stuff. Narayan has a Black Series Boba Fett, and I think it's a Jango Fett in his room. And out of everything there, before I leave, I always have to check it out because it's such a great custom, and I'm a sucker for this. But I'm like, in 5 years, if this line dies, we're going to look back on these two guys and say, this was the beginning of the end.
How many did you buy? Both of them? Just one of each? It irked me about how expensive those things were, because they were wanting what, like $22-23 each for them.
They're 22, blah, blah, blah. 94 or something like that.
Dude, those really should have been like $15. If they would have been $15, I'd have pre-ordered them. But because they were $22, it's still in my mind, that's a Black Series figure. And unless it's, oh my God, that I want to have it, I'm not going to buy it. I don't know. Part of me, now that you were able to find the, you know, they did the pre-orders for the droids ones and you were able to find them on the shelves a few months later, you know, if you just were patient.
Yeah. The other thing that kind of irks me about the vintage collection, these new figures, is that during the initial run, they went out of their way to make sure that this represented the realistic version of the figure, so that when they made Ahsoka, they made her look like she'd be in the real world. It wasn't a repack of the animated look of her. Uh-huh. When they did Anakin and Obi-Wan from the Clone Wars, same thing. They redid it so it looks like Anakin's in his Clone Wars outfit, but it is Hayden Christensen. And they went to a design company to design the card back so it looks like the actors. They photoshopped Anakin looking like Clone Wars Anakin. They photoshopped Obi-Wan looking like Clone Wars Obi-Wan. And finally, Ahsoka, they made a realistic version, which was kind of controversial at the time because nobody had seen Ahsoka as like a real world character.
Right.
And so, but they were adamant that the vintage collection was real. And so this is what we're going to do. And they're still following. However, this comic book stuff, it's not real anymore. And it's, the card back doesn't look like a realistic version of Boba Fett anymore. They had that Clone Wars version of the card back. It was a Walmart exclusive from the Tartakovsky version of the Clone Wars. I love that art. I love how it looks in the card back. It just doesn't go with everything else that, you know, went in that line. So it's just, there's too many deviations from what they set out to do. And that's why I'm saying in 5 years, we can look back and I think we're going to say this is where it started to take a turn.
Yeah. Dude, I think that, I mean, I have to agree with you because I really do think that Toyland, it may be going the way of the dinosaur. Because I think people with them raising the prices to be almost as much as a Black Series figure, and with the release of the retro line, it's sort of in a void, you know. I think the Black Series is just still a better figure. I know people will be mad at me for that, but for my money, it's always been Black Series. And when it starts getting into that $22, $25 range, why would I waste my money on that?
Yeah.
And it blows my mind. Yes, I know inflation is real, but it blows my mind that a year ago you can buy one of those figures for $12, and now they're $122.
Yeah. Well, this is a store exclusive, so it doesn't represent the actual cost, but just like, still $16-$17 for an action figure. But I do think that this line is probably going to go away at some point. The vintage collection, they're going to rest it.
I would still pay at $16. I'd pay $16 for that Boba Fett, but I'm not going to go out of my way. It just, I don't know. I'm sorry, but I'm one of those guys that I add shipping in the cost. If I got to pay $8 for shipping, then I'm paying, you know, a $16 figure you're paying $25 for.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I have another funny story. I'll tell you in a minute. It just popped in my brain. But yeah, no, I agree. It's a lot. And it's like, what is the breaking point? Because I never thought I'd be paying $20 for a vintage collection figure when I was paying $20 for a Black Series figure.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, well, what's going on? And then it just feels lazy. It feels like some executive went, this year I want you guys to be creative and I want you to use a mold three times, but create three different figures, which is something an executive might say.
Right.
So the design team goes, okay, well, Boba Fett's popular, so we can go with Boba Fett. Everybody loves the vintage figure, so we can go with that. Let's paint them that. People love comic books. Let's do that.
You know, I can agree with them doing a vintage version of Boba Fett, but then when it comes to the comic books, it is getting ridiculous. And then I also, but it's like, dude, if that's, at least they're going, okay, here's a reference and this is why we're doing it. They're not just pulling it out their ass. You know, they're, I mean, they kind of are, but they're going, this is a reference to it. We can go to this comic book and say he was this color in this comic book, or he was this color. And part of me is like, well, why wouldn't you do like a Django, or why wouldn't you do the Django cat, or the yellow? There was another guy that did
the judo cast.
Yeah. Or something judo like that. Chop. Yeah. Something. I lost you for a second there.
Judo,
you
know, chop.
But you know what I mean? There was a guy that wore Boba. Why don't they do different Mandos? I mean, I guess they have, but. You know, I don't know. The whole thing is vote with your wallet. But you know, you were supporting, I support you supporting the figure because it's a cool figure. I just, at this point, I don't have the room for it. I have no need for it. And I'm trying to watch my money a little bit. I'd rather spend my money on other things.
Yep. I completely understand that.
Like micro Galaxy Squadron.
Yeah. I'd be okay with them retiring the line.
Yeah.
And that way I can go back and get all the stuff that I want.
Yeah. I just
make like one or two purchases a year instead of getting the small things throughout the year.
Right. And I know we keep harking on the Micro Galaxy Squadron. If you're going to give me $20, I can go buy a Micro Galaxy Squadron ship, or I can buy a TVC. It's going to be Micro Galaxy all day long, because you get so much more playability and the detail is incredible on those ships. And I think that line is a breath of fresh air that people are realizing what it is, but I think it's getting missed by a lot of people too.
Yeah.
I think people need to discover that line because it is an incredible line.
It's a great line.
And it's filling a void that we have had in the Star Wars universe, where, you know, ships have never been like, you know, never been a forefront, never been in the forefront. And now they are.
Well, I wouldn't say never, because during the action, I'm just joking. We can move on.
You know what I mean? Action fleet.
I know. It's been a while since we've had a vehicle focused line.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying, is how long action fleet's 20 years old.
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah. So it's been forever since we've had, you know, an action fleet was cool. The macro line, they had the big ships, they had the little ships. It was a great line. I've got some of them. But you can't argue with that. But I think these step it up like five notches.
Yeah, I agree.
Finish the news, but before we go into the topic, I've got a couple of stories that I keep forgetting.
Yeah, I've got a story too. I'm done with the topic. I'm done with the news.
You're done with the news? So tell me your story and I'll tell you mine.
My daughter had a bunch of friends over. And she's anti-Star Wars. She's the older one. She got accepted to a college this week.
That's awesome.
She had some friends over for a party. And so it was like in the afternoon. So I was like working from home and the kids were down there and it suddenly got real quiet. I'm like, I know where they are. So I pull up my phone and I'm watching this on my security camera, watching the kids. They're just like, whoa, this is pretty cool. They don't know where to look. And they see lightsabers on the ground. Like, can we play with the lightsabers? And my daughter's like, no, get out of the room. Get out of here. Get.
Stop making my dad cool.
But I'm like, out of everything that they're looking at in that room, if the thing that really attracts them are the $4, $5 Walmart lightsabers, I'm good with that.
Right.
They can go play with the lightsabers outside and stop looking at the rest of the room because they don't know what's in there.
And I think that's where people are. They like playing with stuff and they know that they can touch the $4 lightsaber where they can't touch the $150 lightsaber. So
yeah,
you're good. So, yeah, I keep wanting to bring this up and I keep forgetting, and it falls into the Hugh McGregor talk of last week and you running after him, with your camera.
Yeah.
So when I was getting my Wampa tattoo, I was having a conversation with the artist, and one time throughout the weekend, I kept trying to run into her after the tattoo to see what she thought about it. And every time I went there, she was busy. And one morning I went there before the show opened and she was getting a tattoo and we were talking about it. And she goes, "Oh yeah, that was the day Hugh McGregor was on the floor and I'm getting my tattoo." And I look up and Hugh McGregor's watching it happen.
Wait, what?
So they were doing, because every morning
she's watching you.
No. He's watching her get the tattoo.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So she's getting a tattoo with Hugh McGregor watching her.
Yeah.
Like going, "What are you getting? How's it going?" And like the C parted of people watching her get, and there's Hugh McGregor. And she's just like, "Holy crap."
She's probably like, "Holy crap, he's more handsome in person than I imagined." Look at those blue eyes.
Oh, yeah. She's just like, "Yeah." The tattoo artist forgot what he was doing. And so it was just, yeah.
That's one handsome dude. I have to say, like, I'm not attracted to men, but I was struck by how handsome that dude was. That's one good looking dude.
Oh.
He looks better in person than he does in the movies.
And then I've got another. So I've got there. Yeah. Now I can break through the awkwardness, but I got the Lego advent calendar, and I sent you a picture of this, but there's a Darth Vader with a t-shirt, what are they called? Tank top on. And it's got Scarif on it. It's like the background of Scarif done like in an airbrush t-shirt. I sent you a picture.
I don't remember. I'm going back. Did you send it to me or did you send it to the group?
No, I sent it to you. I'm not like certain people that send 5 pictures and then post it.
I'm looking back. I don't remember. So anyways, continue your story.
So it was just a funny, the Lego, it was just a Darth Vader in a beach vibe Scarif. With Scarif on the background looking like he just came back from Panama City.
Yeah. Okay. I skipped right over it because I was looking at the
you were seduced stuff. By Bo-Katan.
Yeah.
And dude, that Bo-Katan is an amazing figure. I think that Bo-Katan's probably one of the better figures they put out. Just because there's like 4 or 5 paint apps on that thing.
It looks sturdy too. It looks like it's got sturdy legs and it doesn't look like an earthquake would knock it over. It looks like a pretty sturdy figure.
Yeah, that Bo-Katan, that whole ship, yeah, it's a good looking release. Good looking figure, ship or whatever you want to call it.
Is that ship better looking than Ewan McGregor, would you say?
No.
No, okay.
No. Because Ewan McGregor would look at you and go, "Hello there." And that ship would look at you. That ship would look at you and go, "Pew, pew, 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 pew." And I think, "Hello there."
If he had said hello there to me, I would have crapped my pants right there on the floor.
He's probably he probably should have just been walking around the whole studio, the whole convention, just going, "Hello there.
I would
have
fainted. Yeah.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there." And everybody would be like, "Oh my God." You didn't send people faint. And, oh, that would have been glorious. I would have paid to see you faint when Hugh and McGregor said, "Hello there, Jason. I'm going to charge you $300 for an autograph, and you're not even going to look up from the paper."
Yeah. He was tired. I could see it in his eyes.
Hell, you know, he looked at me, Buttercup.
He communicated to me that he was exhausted and then he needed a back rub, and I was going to give him back. No, I'm joking.
If you only knew how many times I heard "hello there" today, Jason.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How many times have I signed "hello there" and I charged somebody $100 to put "hello there, Ewan McGregor"?
Yep.
Charge them extra $100 for that. But I gotta wonder how much repop's taken from those things, because I don't know what he's charging for an autograph at another show. Because he did a bunch of shows this year, and like every other show he did, they were doing props, and it looked like he had more time, but maybe because it was a bunch of Star Wars nerds that Repop didn't want to deal with it.
Maybe that's possible. I wish that was one of my regrets, is not getting a poster beforehand. And then it was like the night that I got his autograph, I found a poster at a sale. It's like, where were you a couple hours ago? I wanted the poster to sign.
"Hello there, Jason. You're going to buy me later." That's anyways. More an Australian accent, not an English
yeah,
accent.
Yeah, good day, mate.
Good day, mate. I'm Australian today.
We're all Australian. Hello there.
Hello there, Jay. Got to get a little bit of redneck in there, too.
I can't go there.
Can't go there, Jason. Jason, anyways. I can't do it. Can't do it. Nope.
Anyways.
Anywho.
So you want to talk about...
Did I lose
favorite
you?
Favorite collectibles that we picked up. Hello?
Hello there.
Hello? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Jason. I lost Hello you. There. Hello there.
How's it going? How you going?
We just lost half our audience because they're like, God damn it.
Shut up. just for those keeping score at home, I am sober. This is how I am normally. Anyways.
I'm sobering up myself, so I'm good.
Top things that we picked up this year.
Yes.
I'm going to start with the display cases.
I did not even think about that. I have to add that. Yes. I have to. Dude, this year, like I've said last week, this year has been such a crazy year. It's like we fit three years worth of stuff in 1 year.
Yeah. Each quarter was like a year. Like the first 3 months was a year.
Yeah. It's been, geez. It's like, oh yeah, we went to California in June or whatever. I'm like, holy crap, we went to California this year. Celebration was this year.
Yeah.
My God.
I came back with COVID. You didn't.
I didn't, dude.
You've got superior genes.
I really do. That's, you know, when I haven't gotten a physical in forever, but last time I got the physical, the doctor was like, you know, for you being overweight, you're really healthy. I'm like, thanks, doctor.
Yeah, the doctor said I need to lose weight. That'll be a 2023 thing.
Yeah, I got to lose some weight too. I go to the gym, but I put in like 20, 30 minutes on the bike and I'm like, all right, I'm done. It's like, dude, you need to do more. I'm like, no, I don't want to do more, but you got it. I think I need to.
But yeah, the display cases were like a game changer. I completely redid my room because of the display cases. And I think it just kind of elevated it. And I don't want to sound obnoxious saying my collection's been elevated, but it does. It feels there's some sort of museum element to the room now. So
I just to feed off of that, it's like when you get a good display case or when you put the money into, because people kind of poo-poo on, I don't want, you know, I just spent thousands of dollars on this collection. Why would I want to spend hundreds of dollars on a display case? It's like, dude, once you do it, once you buy the, you know, the acrylic stands or whatever, and then the right case, the stands, and then I call them stands, the risers, and then the right stands and everything, it just elevates your collection. So, yeah. You know, truthfully, if I could give somebody some advice, if you were going to buy more stuff or buy cases and displays, I would buy displays because it just elevates everything.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Where do I start, man? Because it is, like I said, dude, it is such a crazy year. You know what? I'm just going to throw out there. I'm going to throw out that I picked up a Darksaber, which I was pretty excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the Black Series one?
Yeah, the Black Series Darksaber, which I'd kind of been hunting for one for a minute, and then I went in the back room at Second Chance, and there it was. So,
And you said, when you saw it, you said, F it, I'm buying F it.
Yeah, I said, dude, actually, I was going to fight Chance for it, and he said, dude, I'm not fighting you, fight Elijah. And then Elijah just looked at me and go, dude, you're effing crazy, and walked away.
And you got it, so you won.
Yeah. Yes.
My next one is kind of small. It's not anything that's worth lots of money, but there's a lot of sentimental value to it because I remember specifically this piece and playing with it as a kid and kind of feeling a little like disappointed when I was done. It was the Presto Magic Return of the Jedi Endor Bunker set.
Oh.
We picked that up at the AVT garage sale, if you remember that, at the start of the year.
Was that this year too?
Yeah, and it was like, it was freezing cold, but I saw it. I opened it up and all the contents are in it. It's been unused. I remember having this specific thing. And I remember like Leia Bausch is part of the set. So you could like scribble on Leia Bausch on Endor. But it was nostalgic. I remember... The other thing, I remember being done with it. I'm like, now what do I do with it? I guess I throw it out.
Right.
Because I'm done playing and scribbling on it. But yeah, that's something I picked up. And for nostalgic reasons, and I'm glad I have that. It's all unused and in box.
Dude, I thought that. Dude, now you're just like, you're messing with me, because now it's like I've got so much more stuff I could, because I totally forgot that was the start of this year. I mean, that's how
the start of this year.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Imagine what 2023 is going to be like.
Dude, I hope 2023 is as good as 2022, man. Wow. Anyway.
Moving on,
right along. Dude, that yard sale was epic, man. And I don't know if they're ever going to have a yard sale like that again, because it was just, they had so much epic stuff at that yard sale. All right. All right, I put the Darksaber. I'm going to put, I got a Galactic Heroes green card. That was something that I had on my list, was to have a green card. Well, and for those of you that don't know, it's like a sign-off sample, basically, that they would send to whoever, whatever the manufacturer, they would send to the to get approval. And then they'd write off, they check off, okay, fix this, this, and this, or this is good to go. And then they'll put a green card on it, back of it. And I picked up one of those. I picked up a Galactic Heroes Snowspeeder with a green card on the back of it. So that was kind of a cool pickup for me.
I picked up a bunch of those, but none of those are part of my list for some reason. I got some Micro Machines green cards, but that's just not part of it.
Right. I've been kind of wanting one, and it was, I didn't want to buy them just to buy them. I wanted to buy a specific piece. Or a piece that meant something to me.
Which two characters again?
No, it's the Snowspeeder.
Snowspeeder. Okay.
That's something else I picked up. It's a vehicle. It's the Snowspeeder.
You also got that Action Fleet mock-up too.
Yeah.
This year. Anyways, the Razor Crest came at the beginning of the year. That's an amazing vehicle.
Dude, I forgot about my Razor Crest.
Yeah. It's the HasLab Razor Crest. That finally came. Even though it no longer exists in canon, it's still existing in our hearts and in our collections.
Ultimate troll by Dave Filoni or whoever. That was like, good job. Because as soon as the thing ended.
Okay, let's blow it up.
And then, yeah, it ended, and 2 days later, it blew up. It's like everybody knew. It was like the only time that HasLab communicated with Lucasfilm, and they were like, all right, we got to end the crowdsourcing 2 days before this because it blows up this week. Because if they would have done that with the Rancor, we would be talking about how awesome our Rancors were or something.
It's such a well-designed ship.
It is an amazing ship, dude.
Tons of detail.
I bought mine secondhand, and so I paid up for it. But it was even what I paid for it secondhand. It's an amazing ship. Yeah. I don't feel bad paying for what I did, you know?
Yep. It's really good.
Yeah. It goes right up there with the Jabba sail barge with the detail. But let me see. Now these are in no certain order. I'm just kind of throwing this out there. But as far as like the scheme of things of stuff I picked up, you know what? I picked up a brown belt. I think it's a brown belt Taiwan Fett from Second Chance. So that was kind of cool. And it's not something that I was really. It kind of fell in my lap. And, you know, then I had it graded, and it graded in 85. So it's kind of cool. It's a cool piece to have in my collection.
Yeah. It's a nice looking figure.
Yeah. I bought it because it was clean, and I didn't, the fact that it was a Taiwan was like an added bonus. And the fact that it was a brown belt was an added bonus, which I can turn around when you tell me your thing, I'm going to turn around and look. But the fact of the number one, it was a clean fit, and number two and three and four, the fact that everything just kind of added up to it being a rare fit just adds to the nostalgia of it, of the pickup. Yeah. Cool.
Mine is the Vintage Collection Archive Edition book. And there's a couple cool things about that. When I first came to Georgia, the month later, that Kickstarter thing started, the whole Kickstarter campaign. And I was like one of the first 24, 23, something like that. I was the 23rd person to back it. Mm-hmm. And so like, I knew no one. So it's just kind of interesting that I knew no one in Georgia. I just started, I'll kickstart that book. I've never kickstarted a book before. So let's do that. And so over time, I've gotten to know myself in the community. I got to know the community itself and myself. That wasn't a slip. But then I started helping out with the book and making friends involved with the book. And it's just going from the start to finish. And never, when I kickstarted the book, I never thought I'd be helping pack the book and mail the book and packing in things and going to conventions, PowerCon, and helping sell the book. I sold maybe 5 or 6 books to people who weren't not going to buy it. They were just, I don't know. Well, this is great. So the whole vintage collection book, like, my involvement has been very minimal, but I've enjoyed every second of it.
That book has kind of, I don't want to say a catalyst isn't the right word I'm looking, but a springboard is more, it's just amazing what's happened with that book this year. You know, as far as with the club involvement and your involvement and, you know, there's been opportunities with that book that I would have never thought we would have had.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you and Jerry and Narayan.
Yeah. Narayan went and helped one day.
Yeah. So, you know, just the fact that, you know, members of the club was able to help out with that book is amazing, you know, so it's a cool experience and it's right in our backyard and it's just, you know, making friends and getting out there.
I did get the Salacious Crumb proof page.
Of course you would.
Sign off sample.
Yeah, he'd have been like, I want Scalacious Scrum.
Scalacious
Scrum.
Scrum.
Crumb. I want that crumb bastard right now.
I can't get the figure, but I want that proof page.
Did he look at dude? Oh, dude, I'm sorry. But when you told that girl at Hasbro, the redhead, you were like, re-release 66, she just kind of looked at you like, nerd.
Yeah, what are you talking about, nerd?
Leave me alone, you nerd.
Yeah. Can we, like, you guys like repackaging thing? Can you repackage this one, please? Anyways.
You know what? I'm gonna head up the Taiwan FET with the DT Luke that I picked up at Toylana. It was just another one of those pieces that kind of fell in my lap that it was sort of on my radar, but not like, oh, I gotta have a DT Luke. And it was already been graded and so it's just sort of, I think it's a milestone piece, sort of like the same thing like a vinyl Cape Jawa and a blue snag. It's just something that I think everybody needs to check it off their list. You know, it's on your list and it may take you years to check it off, but you know, I was able to pick one up this year. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah. That DT that's on my list for someday, but not anytime soon. I'm very lucky that my focus is not Kenner. I love that stuff and I'll get the regular stuff. But my focus is not Kenner. It's the Action Fleet, Micro Machines, Galoob stuff, which is like the same price as the Kenner stuff 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
So like I can pick up, like I did this year, I picked up that Action Fleet sheet, the uncut sheet.
Yeah.
For like $70, which would have been the price of a Kenner piece 30, 35 years ago, but not today.
You're
I don't have the money for that, but I'm able to pick it up. And that's actually one of the things that I put on here is that uncut Action Fleet card sheet thing.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, and you're kind of, you've got to find a niche that nobody's found yet, because everybody's looking for a DT Luke, everybody's looking for a vinyl Cape Jawa, everybody's, you know, looking for a blue snag. So if you could do like what you did and find something that nobody knows about yet, you're ahead of the curve a little bit. And I think you're ahead of the curve by a couple of years, hopefully. And
Anthony Pagano said something like, you know, not a lot of people have value, but for someone like myself and my collection, it's extremely valuable. So it's worth the money.
Right.
And so, yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, you collect what you love. And the thing that I love about your Action Fleet is you've got a story behind it.
Yeah.
You know, you are like, you know, me and my brother, we played with this set. This is what I collected when I was a kid. And so you have got you're one of the fortunate ones that are able to collect something you love. You know, when you have a story behind it.
Yeah, when you do the math, it's like 14, 15, 16 playing with these things. I really wasn't like 5, 6, 7. I was like a teenager.
Well, you know, some guys have girls. Other guys have Star Wars figures.
There's a reason why I am the way I am.
Dude, we all are, man.
Yeah.
I remember. Okay. So just, I remember being coming home sick one day and somebody, it was around my birthday and somebody had given me some micro cars. And I'm sitting there playing with them. And my mom comes pick me up. She's like, why the hell are you playing with toys when you're sick? And I'm just like, you know, so it just kind of dates it to like 14, 15 years old playing with toys. And she didn't like that.
No. Is it your turn?
I guess it is. Oh goodness. Jeez, dude. So I'm just going to pick the wood pattern that I got. Got a wood pattern. It's of some kind of hammock. It's a hammock fire hydrant thing. I don't know exactly what it is. It's unproduced. It's on a base that's got a bunch of Kenner stuff on it. You know, it says Kenner on it. It says, you know, has the information. If I ever, you know, wanted to look it up, I guess I could find out what it was. Yeah, I probably should. I've even had somebody offer, and I just remember now that I had somebody offer, hey, send me the information. I might be able to find it.
Did you?
No, I need to
do it.
I need to. I need to send their pictures.
Do it.
Do it. But yeah, and it just, I think, yeah, it was something else that I was able to check off my list. So I think I've only have like a wax mold that I need to get now. So I've got the green, I've got the sign off, I've got the wood pattern, and wood pattern, I don't think people appreciate them. It's hard. They're getting harder and harder to find because they only made a few of them, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's huge and it sits in the corner somewhere, and it just, I think it's a work of art because I like woodworking. It's woodworking is awesome. And when you can put woodworking in with the toy, it just, you know, is art.
Yeah, I agree. It's a very cool piece. It's heavy. It's hefty, but still want to know what it was used for. Cause it looks like it might be Little Tykes, but Little Tykes was in Kenner. It looked like, you know, the little plastic cars that people would drive around with your feet, and you get the steering wheel for the toddlers and stuff. You might like put a fire hydrant out next to that. And it's like that kind of scale.
Yeah. It's two or three, it's a foot and a half, 2 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's pretty big. And it probably weighs a good 10 or 15 pounds with the, cause it's got a chunk. I mean, like a 3 or 4 inch, maybe 4 or 5 inch, probably four, more closer to 4 inches chunk of, wood that it connects to. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I got what, 4 left here. It's Celebration. One of the things that I wanted to pick up at the start of the year, and this is something I wanted for a long time, was like an unused card back for the vintage collection. So I was able to pick that up, the Han Solo, the unused card back for Han Solo and a TIE Fighter. The cool thing is I was able to pick up that exact same version because I think it was a Revenge of the Jedi version of Han, if I'm not mistaken, or it's the Return. I don't remember. But I was able to pick up the actual carded figure at Skippy's place during her thing. So, but yeah, the card backs, you know, they're not proofs. They're just unused card backs, but they were used in the production of the thing. And it's just really cool to have those. That's something I wanted.
Yeah. That's one thing I really like doing. If I pick up a proto piece, if I can find the production piece to pair it with, that way you can compare them. It's kind of something cool to do.
Yeah.
I guess that's on to me now. Huh?
It's on to you.
It's on to me. I got 3 left, but I can come up with some more if I need to.
No, I've got 3 left.
Okay, cool. Awesome. Earlier this year at Toylana, I'd made a deal. And they were brought down with me, but I picked up and Jason saw this deal and he was just like, I was able to big ball for once in my life. So that was kind of cool. But I picked up the first shot, Bill and Ted Napoleon.
Yeah.
And then I was able to pick up the boom truck first shot of the boom truck. Both are unproduced. So they kind of, you know, they go right along with my Bill and Ted, and it's kind of cool because the deal, the guy had found some more pieces to the boom truck because I just bought the shell, and then he ended up finding the wheels and an extra stage and just some extra odds and ends. So it's I just need a few more pieces for it if I could ever find them. And then the Napoleon is, just add those pieces to my collection, which is kind of cool.
You were so eager. You were just like tearing through Toylanta trying to find that guy, and you're just... You had tunnel vision because you weren't even looking at the things around you. You were just like, where's the guy? And he was like walking back and forth, setting up his booth. And you were like outside the booth, walking back and forth. And I was just like, excuse me, he's got something he wants to talk to you about. Because you were just like, It's not the time to talk.
Yeah, I had tunnel vision, and yeah, I guess now I'm gonna have to start buying like cheap stuff again. But that was kind of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and and it's also stuff I saw like 6 months before, and just kind of freaked out over, and was able to dream about them for a minute. So it's kind of cool. Yeah.
It was cool.
Yo.
Cool to watch. I picked up some Micro Machine art this year. What's his name? Errol McCarthy. He did a bunch of sketches for Micro Machines, and he would sketch poses for the sculptors, and he would give those poses to the sculptors, and the sculptors would base their sculpting off of these images. So it is pre-production. I did get a Navy, what they call them, Imperial Navy officer, and then a Imperial commander. I got two of them. And I was ecstatic to get those because it's original art used for the development of that line.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm becoming the Bill and Ted guy and you're becoming the Micro Machines guy, sure. Action Fleet. So
I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, it also stinks because we also, you set your own prices at a point, you know, and you can come, you know, you don't want to price yourself out of stuff, but. It's a very fine line we've got to cross you know, walk with that kind of stuff. But yeah. No, you've picked up some awesome stuff with the Micro Collection this year. And like you said, I didn't even realize that AVT's yard sale was this year. I thought it was 2 years ago.
Nope. It was this year.
Wow. God, that was the start of it. That was a good start to this year. Was that yard sale, man?
It was.
Wow. Anywho, my next is I got a First Shot Saga Collection Wampa. That came in like this week or last week or something, but it's kind of cool. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. You know, it's all complete. It's not my favorite Wampa, but it's a First Shot Wampa, and I can't complain about it. It's complete. It's all there. Just to add, you know, add stuff to my Wampa focus, because you know, it's kind of a cool focus because not that many people are doing it.
Yeah. This is a lot of expensive stuff too. It feels like this is a little ostentatious. Is that, am I saying that right? I don't know. It's late on Saturday night.
Well, I mean, yes, it is. We did. I'm looking and you're kind of running the numbers, and yes, we did spend a lot of money this year, and it was a perfect storm for me as far as money goes this year, because I was, I had some property that was basically, It was not a typical year for me. I did have an inheritance come in, and my wife was, I told my wife, I'm going to buy Star Wars figures with it. So I was able to buy Star Wars figures with it. And that's what I did. So yes, this is an atypical year for me. And, I was able to spend the reason I was able to spend this money was because I had an inheritance come in.
I'm feeling guilty for saying I got this. And then they're like,
yeah,
not everyone has that kind of money.
So yeah, next year is going to suck for me because I'm not going to be able to spend, you know, $500 at a time. And then, you know, and it was selling some stuff, you know, you'd buy stuff and you had sold some stuff. And did I pick up? No, I didn't pick up that art this year. But you know, you'd buy a lot and you'd sell pieces off that lot, or I did a lot of wheeling and dealing, and I was able to, you know, like I said, I had an inheritance come in. So it wasn't a lot of money, but in the scheme of things, it was a lot of money, but it wasn't a lot of money. And I was able to afford a lot of stuff this year.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was a lot of money. It wasn't a lot of money.
Exactly. And also having an understandable wife. It's like, go ahead and spend that money on Star Wars stuff. I don't give a crap.
Yeah. My wife is like secretly smiling in the background. She's like, he thinks it's his, but it's really ours. She knows the value of the things in that room. So.
No, dude, that. And you know, I do have to give props to my wife, and it does when you have an understanding wife, it makes this hobby a lot easier.
It does. It can't happen without an understanding wife.
Right.
So thank you to the wives.
Yes.
I did sell things to get this next piece. The next two items that I have, the last two items, were like a 1-2 punch at the start of the year. And I think they even arrived on the same day. So it was pretty amazing. Week, and I'm like, there's no week for the rest of this year. I think this is early March. There's no week that's going to be like this. The first thing I have here is the action fleet mock-up for the Naboo starship and the droid control ship. I got those for a steal because I think the regular price on these pieces is the exact same price that I paid for these mock-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're kind of rare. They are rare. They came at the end of this episode one line. They're tough to find. And I think they are different than the production version somewhat. So they're just incredible pieces. And again, I'm very, very grateful and thankful to have those and have the opportunity to get those. And I had to sell things to get it. The end.
The end. So this
I have
is,
one left. But
yeah, this is my last piece. And this, yeah, well, I got some Wampa teeth from Empire Strikes Back. Those are,
Wampa.
Oh, I missed one, so I can come back. I missed one, so I can I can come back with one more.
You can close it out.
I can close it out. But so yeah, those are kind of cool. They weren't production used, but they were like on set, so they were like extras. So it's kind of cool to have those. I've got them in like each separate kind of container. So it's kind of cool to say I have Wampa teeth.
That is pretty awesome to see.
Yeah. So I have a Wampa focus if you guys haven't realized.
Yeah, I kind of sense that. The final piece that I have is pretty amazing, and I still don't understand how I have it because in the grand scheme of things, there's no reason why I should have this. But it's a Salacious, what is his name? Salacious Scrum?
Scrum, whatever.
Kenner Furshot.
Dude, that's an amazing piece.
With the sprue still between his feet and then some of the tabs still on his head.
Yeah. That right there. Yeah. That's an amazing, have a vintage first shot is pretty awesome, dude.
Yeah. I look at that. I'm like, how is that part of my collection? That's amazing.
There again, how many Salacious Crumb collectors are there?
Not many, and I've been told there's as many as 40 of those guys, and then I've also been told there's fewer than 5. The number of fingers on your hand is what they told me. Wow. So either way, that's a great number. I mean,
less still, than 40
is pretty rare.
Yeah, any one of those numbers are awesome.
So yeah, I'm kind of those two, that the Crumb and the Action Fleet mock-ups kind of came. They did come on the same day.
Wow.
One from China, the other one from France. So, yeah, it's amazing. So, anyways, and then that's the reason why we got the display cases, and I have the security camera now. Like, I'm watching you people. Don't try it.
Yeah, the just to reiterate that display, and there's also a story behind the display cases. You know, so we've got a little bit of a story with it. So it's kind of fun because you called me or texted me and be like, dude, you want a display case? I need you to pay for my gas if you're going to pick it up because I'm only got room for two, or pay for mileage. For on the rental car. So yeah, that was cool, and it's allowed me to redo my you know do some awesome stuff in my room.
Yeah.
My last, and this was sort of a, there again, another Wampa focus, as I picked up when we were in Cincinnati, I was able to pick up a sealed Wampa, which is now sitting at CAS, which I'm waiting patiently to get back. So
we'll see you in 6 months.
Yeah, we'll see it in 6 months. So it's not the best of shape, but the price was right. I think it'll grade maybe a 70, maybe 75 on the high end, but just so that it could say, okay, it's sealed. When it was put in this case, it was sealed. So
in 2023, you're going to say that's one of the favorite things that you picked up because it actually arrived in 2023. You bought it in 2022, so it makes this list.
Yes,
and next year it'll make that list.
I got my graded Wampa. So yeah, dude, no, just to reiterate, yeah, it is sort of, it is some amazing pieces we are able to get this year. And I think, it's just, you know, right place, right time, and able to have the funds when we did it. I think the number one thing, with Star Wars collecting is if you can't afford it, don't do it. You know, if you've got to sell stuff to buy something, that's okay.
Which I did.
Yeah. Just don't go into heavy debt for Star Wars. It's not worth it because at the end of the day, you got to pay that credit card bill. Exactly. And that's not fun. It's more important to put groceries on your table than it is a piece of plastic in a display case. Because people will care for a few minutes and then that's it.
So next week, we're going to talk to some of our friends and listeners. If you want to participate, reach out to us and we'll interview you and see if you're a good candidate for the show. We're still going on with that contest. You know, send us how your collecting year went. Send us some ideas and notes to smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. We have that Outland TIE Fighter Moff Gideon ship from the Micro Galaxy Squadron line. That is a chase. It's one of 15,000. We're going to do a raffle. So, you know, send that in. We'll put your name into the raffle. Right now, we only have one person. So the odds are looking great for that one person.
Yeah, it's looking awesome.
But maybe I'll advertise it this week. I'll post a photo on our feed and say, hey, send us how message here or send us, you know, how things went.
Yeah, I think that would be the, it'd probably be the smart thing to do.
So, yeah it's been, when you look back, it's been like, holy crap, that was an amazing year.
Yes. You know, and I'm just looking forward to what 23 brings. I don't know, you know, obviously we're not going to go to Celebration because it's in Europe.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of the collector meetups may, you know, kind of not cease this year, but not happen as big this year. I don't know if Cincinnati is going to be another big trip. I'm not 100% sure if I'm going to be able to go this year. I mean, I know it's in October, it's 10 months away, but you just, you know, kind of looking at things, it's like, will I be able to go? I don't know. You know, I'm excited for 23, but like I've been saying, I think 23 may be the year of, collecting memories versus items.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's even more special.
Yep, it is. And I'm just looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to what 23 brings. Is there anything you're kind of looking forward as far, if you could, like, this is my goal. You know, that goal is such a lofty term, but is there like stuff you'd like to check off next year as far as collecting or stuff your eyes, you know, you're open up to?
I've been focused on doing something for the club to connect our members with other members to help build their network and to give them more opportunities to collect items. And I'm being distant on purpose because this might not even come true. So
right,
more of a 2024 goal, but if I could get things going in 2023 for 2024, that would be great.
Yes.
But we'll see. It might not happen, people. So don't pretend I didn't say anything just now. But that's really all that I've got. Because, I mean, really, the only thing that I can think of for 2022 is I still don't have many vehicles, prototype vehicles for Micro Machines. I only have one. I'm talking about the small ones, not Action Fleet. Action Fleet seems to be readily available. But the Micro Machines is getting difficult to find things. So if I can get like a white, and I say white because it's just the color of the plastic they used, vehicle, that'd be awesome. But that's really all I want, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I would love to find a wax mold of something. But the last one I saw went on eBay for like $700. So, and it wasn't even a complete mold. So it probably is not gonna happen. I'd also like to find it's a sculpt. And I'd also like to find a mole of like a Galactic Heroes or something. And I've had the opportunity to buy them and they slip through your fingertips. Cause you know, it's just one of those times where you don't have, you know, it's not the right time of the month or time of the week or whatever. And you miss the opportunity. So, I think those two are my collecting checklist, and they've been on my checklist for a minute. So we'll see what happens this year.
Yep.
And of course there's always the Phantom, Galactic Heroes Phantom. But
one day
that's going to pop up, and I'm not even going to ask permission. I'm just going to slap that.
It's going to be thousands of dollars.
Oh, dude, it's going to suck.
That thing is so rare. It's hidden somewhere. If it exists still.
If it's not, the only video I found is at Toy Fair. And so if it exists, it's sitting in a Kenner vault or Hasbro vault, or it's a trash can outside of Toy Fair. Somebody has it. They don't know what they have. If it's in somebody's collection, they don't know what they have, and it'll take somebody going back in their room and being like, oh, what's this?
Yeah. It might be a Hasbro vault thing.
Yeah.
So anyways,
should
finish it up.
I think that's it, man.
Thank
we good.
You for listening to the Smugglers Galaxy podcast. I should say, be like Dave Matthews this week. Eat, drink, and be merry.
Yes. Merry Christmas, tomorrow. Everybody.
Merry Christmas. If you could, please leave a 5-star review of the show anywhere you listen to your podcast. It really helps us out and points people to our show. Follow us on social media. You could find us on Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube. Send us an email or message us. We'd love feedback. We'd love to make you part of the show. Our email address is smugglersgalaxy@gmail.com. Thank you to Alfonso Riviera for the Smugglers Galaxy logo. You can find him at Puerto Rico Star Wars on Facebook. And thank you to Levi Waterhouse for the music. Hasbro re-released the most expensive vintage collection figure in the collection. Currently, VC66. Hashtag vote with your wallet. Pass on what you've learned. Be a positive force in the collecting community. This is
the way. This is the way.